Parshas Emor, we begin with a question from the Me'ein Beis HaShoeva, Rav Shimon Schwab. In the Psukim that we read on Yom Tov, it starts of Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Shor O Chesed O Eiz Ki Voleva Yoshivas Yomim Tachasimo. When these animals are born and they're at least 7 days old, umiyom hashmini v'holi yeratzel l'korban yishel Hashem, you can bring them for a korban. V'shar se'o sovez benel tosh lo sishchatu b'yomecha, and you cannot kill the mother and the child, the father and the child. V'chisiz b'chu zevach todo l'Hashem r'tzom chamtiz b'chu. And then it goes on for another few psukim, and then we go into Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lema Daber Ben Yisrael Matol Hem Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Olsam, etc., etc. So comes Rav Schwab and he has something very simple. Moshe Mitikein Lohem LeYisrael Shehu Sholem Medarshim Ben Yonu Shayon. We know that Moshe was Mitakein on the day itself, not only 30 days before, but on the day itself we have a din of being in Doresh, the Inyan Shel Yom Tov. And that is how we do, is through Kriyas HaTorah, is one of the methodologies. Ulefichah tiknu chazal lekros adavar be'ito v'korim parsha zu b'modei Hashem. And the chazal were metaken to read this parsha. And non yesh lo havin lo metiknu l'haschil ha'kriya miparsha sora chesa. Always. But he has a very question which never dawned on me. At least I never acknowledged that the question, which really should have thought about, why do we begin from this part? Why don't we simply start when we deal with the psukim, dealing with the moadim, with the holidays? She'ein inyonu leparshas ha'moados. Ve'ein lo, and don't tell me the reason is because you have to make sure you have enough psukim. There are enough psukim, you could have started later on. So he starts with the v'naktim levara hemshech haksuvim. Shemaschil bedin mechusa zman. The first pasuk is talking about it mechusa zman, meaning it's too young. You need the 7 days in order to be part of the karban. V'hoya shivas yomim tachasimo. Vidin also ves beno, and then the next halacha, not to kill the parent and the child on the same day. Umamshech bedin a karban toda, and then we talk about a karban toda. Umisayim b'mitzvahs kedushas Hashem. And then, at the end of the Pasukim, we have a lo sechalulu, a shem kodshim, and ikdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael. These four elements, these four statements, are found in our Kriya prior to dealing with the Moadim. V'nira, shehinei al pasuk v'nikdashi, perish Rashi, mesur atzmecha, have Mosa Nefesh, Mekadesh Mi, and then be Mekadesh my name. Hamotzi Eschem Amanatzchein, and that's why I took you out of Mitzrayim. V'hainu sheyitzias Mitzrayim hoise kidei sheyakdishu Yisrael as Hashem, ad kidei Mesiris on Nefashim. Took us out of Mitzrayim, so we were Mosa Nefesh, to a point in order to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, Shezuhi Dregas, Dargas Abdus LaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'ein L'mal B'men, is nothing greater than this. Umitzad Acher, Tzrichim L'hodos, Chayavim L'havi Karban Toda, and the next idea is you have to be Makriv Karban, Al Zuchus Chayei Sha'a, Shehosef L'hem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to give the Karban, to give a Toda, thankful for a Chayei Sha'a, for a moment of life. And from this chiyuv, we see the greatness that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a chashivas to life. Elu she'al zev avodah zara v'gilui aroyos u'shvichas damim tzorach ha'adam Yisrael l'msor chayei haguf. U'b'shash hashman, in the time of a shman, afilu l'shnuy arkos, even to changing of a shoestring, In Rabbim, we would have to be Motzei Nefesh. V'gam Yuvim Bazan, I want you to understand. Ma she'kdima ha-Torah mitzvahs v'hayo shivas yom tachasima. Why does it begin? The first pasuk that we read about Mechusa Zman, the Isa Osov as a Beno, she'inin Mechusa Zman mara chashivas chaye ha-olam hazeh. We start with this, is to explain, to give chashivas to the chaye olam, to life. Gam lebehemos abalima, and the fact that we delga osav is bano, all of life, including the behemos, and bali chayim bekavachomer leminanushi, even for individuals, especially kavachomer for us. Umiyata yisyashev kesher parsha zu leparsha zamod. Now I understand why it's brought here. Sherei kol modei Hashem lerabo shabasos nikra'am mikroi kodesh. Perish kriyas lehiyos kol echad muchan umuzuman lekiddush shem shemayim. All of these days, they're called mikroi kodesh. We should be prepared to be mekadesh shem shemayim b'mesiras nefesh mamash. The atnai zeh otiyanu Hashem in Mitzrayim, and that's why we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Uvezeg yesh lahazber masha omrim benusach hakiddush of Shabbos v'yom tov mikro koder zeichel tzis mitzrayim. Asher lechora yifalor shabishim of Pesach. I understand when it comes to Pesach. Yotzon mi mitzrayim v'al eisi yitzim mi mitzrayim hoser b'shabbos. O b'shmini yotzeres. We didn't, yitzis mitzrayim, what do you have to zeichel tzis mitzrayim by kiddush? What do you have to say by shmini yotzeres? O b'rosh Hashanah. Or the Ara Hadvarim Anir El Yuvan Sharei Amanas Kein Otiya Kadosh Baruch Mitzrayim. That's why he took us out. Shnekade Shemo Vimkein Hamilim Zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim Shayachos Mikra Kodesh. So the Pshat the Rav Shimon Schwab is trying to say, what is the question? The question is, why do we begin at the very beginning of these Pesukim? Why don't we just start by Eilam Modim and then just with the Moadim? So the answer which he gives, and which I want to discuss his answer and perhaps some one or two other ideas that we can take from this, is that you start with Mechus HaZman. Mechus HaZman is to show the Chaye Sho'ah, the Chashivas, the importance of every moment of life. And he looks at the moment of life that the way we have to look at our purpose. What is our purpose in this world? What is our conviction? Zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim is that we are part of a nation that was taken to Mitzrayim for one purpose, and that is to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim here in this world. And therefore we start with this to show that there is a Chaye Shor to look at life, to see the enjoyment of life, to understand the importance of life, and to understand every second of life, what is our goal, what is our purpose in this world. And Rav Shimon Schwab explains the Chaye Sho'ah is to understand, to give us purpose, is the Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. In his next piece, he says, Vavesim Z'omer Reishas, he says, the Medrash says, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Alti Mitzvah Z'omer Kala Beinecha, let it not be the Mitzvah of Havah Z'omer, the Mitzvah of Omer, it shouldn't look it's simplistic in your eyes. But because of this mitzvah, Avram Avinu was roi, was zoche, in order to inherit Eretz Kanan. Hu adin, b'nasati l'cho, l'zarocha acharecha. Al menas, why? V'yato es brisi tishmor. V'ezes zem mitzvah sa'omer, Rav Shimon ben Lachish Amali Olam Al Tehi Mitzvah Sa'omer Kal Beinecha. Don't look at it, it shouldn't be a mitzvah kal. Sha'ayi de mitzvah sa'omer Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Sholem Ben Ish Le'ishto. Through the mitzvah of Omer, he made peace between man and his wife. Havi Omer Bezchus Kemach Sa'orim of the Mincha Sota. The barley. Tzorch Biyam Shaychus Mitzvah Sa'omer Lebris. What do these three things have in common? The Mitzvah Sa'omer, the Bris, and the Mincha Sota. The Mincha Sa'omer, he writes, Bar Minas Sa'orim, that comes from barley, Shehu Machu Behema, which is a food of an animal, Lahoro Sha'ayide Ktsiru Lishma, when you're Makatzer, when you separate the Omer from the ground, B'Kedusha Alpi Mitzvah Hashem, by separating this food, this animalistic food, Hareza Bolamish Yholum La Alos Gam Hanefesha Behemis, Ayde his Hazlib Kedusha. You can be, to raise the Nefesh HaBehemus within man to a level of Kedusha, if you have the proper Kabbana. The Inyan Zeh Yifatz Or Lohavin Divrei Chachamim. Al Pasuk Shiva Shavuos Tisper Lachame Echor HaRemesh Bekama Techilis Bar Al Tikre Bekama Ela Bekoma Standing Shesvira Sa'omer Tzorch Liyos Ba'amida Standing Up Perisha Anu Mushalom Lekoma Shal Sa'orim Besada. We are compared to the barley weeds, the sticks. Usha'a She'es Kiyim Mitzvah Svira Sa'omer Ki'ilu Niktsorim Min HaKarka. Have to imagine as we count the Omer, we are separating ourselves from the ground. Zeu mashem lamdim osanu chazal shekemosh and mitzvah spheres mitchilas umeichel charmer shekama lenitgu mechibura bekarka. Just as we're counting sphera, is the beginning of separating from the ground. Ayidei zeh nasa roi laalos mizbach Hashem kein inyan hasphera eitzel adam. This is exactly the counting that we do in Sviras HaOmer. Shegam hu yinatekes atzma milhiyos gidulam in haaretz. Hamora al advekes bechumrius. It shows us of the separation from the materialistic world. V'yale male merkava lalukos yisparach. V'zehu adimyon. This is the marshal. This is the example. Le'inyam mitzvahs mila shehu chosem os bris kodesh. Davka b'makom makor ha'tayva ha'behemus. The bris mila is davka in the place of the taiva, of the desire of what the nishmas behemus. V'yod yosem mizeh sha'ayidei ha'mitzvah b'gufo nit'ala etzem ha'guf shal isha yisraeli liyos mekudesh. And through this, the guf itself is elevated to a level of holiness. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu, "Laseisos eres kenan dafka b'shoa shetivu al habris mila, nasati l'cho l'zaracha." And this is also the inyan of the mincha sota haba min ha'saorim. The Chazal says, "Shikashem shemaseha ma'isa behema kach korbanam macho behema." Just as what? The Maisa was a Maisa Behemer, the woman. Karbonis, the carbon itself is a Maisa Behemer. Eina Kavona, she also Maisa Behemer. It doesn't mean that she did this Maisa Behemer. Shari Iker had carbon lasso shalom ben Isha Isha. The whole purpose is to make peace between a man and the woman. The Imzon saw Hare Yiskaim, Avoba Maima Arum the Marum at Sosabet. And if she did commit Zunus, then her stomach would implode. Via karcha ikar hakarban shayach rakish shalom zons. It only worked when she didn't. But the maisa behemish lo hainish in his hanga bepritzas. But she acted in an inappropriate way. The nistra gam achar hasrasa. And she still secluded herself with another individual after the hasra of the baal. Ubahavas hakarban mincha nischapam nischalsam imatzevas abeimi achinis barcha, and that she grew to a higher level. She drew to a higher level at this moment. So with the two, we could understand what these two pshatim, with Rav Shimon Schwab, he's trying to get across, is that this parsha begins when we read on the Kriya Satorah on Yom Tov, is to focus on the Chayesh Sha'ah, every moment of life, the greatness of life, the enjoyment of life, to see the importance of life, the purpose of life, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And the Chayesh Sha'ah, he says also by Sviras HaOmer, what is the ultimate understanding, is that a person has to look at his life not at the conclusion, but as a journey, as someone grows and grows in life. He starts from one level and he still can perfect himself. Even the comparison to the sota, the same of the barley, the whole purpose is to teach the sota, to teach the woman who acted in an appropriate way, and yet through the carbon she can grow into a higher level of being able to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. So that is the first pshat. I'd like to give a second pshat based on the Eish Kodesh. So the Chai Yishah, according to Reb Shimon Schwab, the Chai Yishah is simply saying is that the goal of life, the purpose of life. Another pshat which I want to give, based on the Eish Kodesh, is perhaps looking at this parsha, of looking at the Chai Yishah, of looking at life, of what could be accomplished by someone is by an individual who only lives a Chai Yishah. Man lives for a certain period of time, not forever. Right? 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years. It's a relatively small amount of time, a very finite period of time here on earth. And yet there's something that is so great that can be accomplished from this individual. Comes the Eish Kodesh. Usfartem lochem mimachras ha-shabbos miyom aviyechem es omer ha-tinupim. And we know the Gemara says that there's a machlokas that the tzedukim understand the modem. They say the shekavana who mimachras yom tov. We say it's mimachras yom tov. They understand mimachras ha-shabbos itself. The evshaki isa b'gemara n'avodazara sha'al Rabbi Yishmael as Rabbi Yeshua. Kishahoyu mahalchim mederach, Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Yeshua when they were walking together, Mimnei ma osru gvinas nachrim. Why can't we eat gvinas hakim? Amalo, Mimnei shem amit anosah b'kevash nevela, because the rennet is from, they leave it in the keva of a nevela, of a tafra. Amalei v'alo keva, ola chamura mekeva nevela, we know that the kevas of the ola is more chamur, and yet we said, Cohen Shadata Yafur Sarfa Chayavala Hodalo Aval Amro Ainos Ain Nanim Velo Molin Amab Ne. Why? Shemamino Sabakiva Egli Avodas Kachavim. So why isn't it also? He said, discussing why Gavinas Akim. That was the question. Why is Gavinas Akim usher today? Amal Yishmael, let me answer your question. Heichata Kore Kitovim Dodecha Mayayin O Kitovim Dodayich. How do you read this passage? Totally out of the realm. That's not what we're discussing. So he says, "Tovim dodayich." Amar la, no, ain't a davar came. Sharei chaverim alamin alol reish shemana. Okay. So the Gemara said, "Why? What is this understanding? Why all of a sudden did he not answer him? He goes into a different topic." And the Gemara goes on to explain that the gezeira she'asu gavina sa'akam betocha yudbeis chodesh haisa. When they were discussing this, it was during the first 12 months. Ugzeira terem shenismale lo yibbeis chodesh eimagal entama. During the first 12 months of the Gezeira, you wouldn't tell the almost, you wouldn't tell the nation, this is the reason why we're being holding from this Gezeira. She'ef she'yakil mi bo, k'shelo yasim entama. You'll hear the reason, it's not important. And after 12 months, when people are already used to it, kvar megalim tama, then when you tell them the rationale, b'sila davar achash or b'shmol amar shekadosh baruch hu l'knesi yisrael ki tovim dodecha mayayi. What was he telling him? What does it mean? Because you are, my love for you is greater than wine. For amar lo b'shua shekadosh yisrael amar lekadosh baruch hu. The words of the rabbis, the words of Chazal, is more beautiful to me than the words, than the wine. Vina vina, now he says, I understand. Im ein megalim tam gezeira kodem yud beis chodesh. If you don't tell him the rationale before 12 months. So Rabbi Shmuel was asking, kishashamem gezeira chadash azu, when you hear a new gezeira. V'imrak la'atzmo shol la'achirim lo yigali, says, tell me, lama lo amar, so why didn't he explain to him? First of all, explain to him either the time why I'm not telling to you, or explain to the time, you couldn't explain to him. V'lama dafka lipsok l'drusha zu, hasi, why did he dafka go off, you know, in a tangent in talking about these psukim? Avalas mitzvahs Hashem, min haTorah ana osim mechuk. First of all, the mitzvah Hashem, what we do in the Torah, is through a chok, meaning not for the rationale. Afes ha-mishpatim lo mishum ha-secha. We don't do mitzvahs because of the rationale behind it. She'anu mevina benham osam rakadei l'kayim gzeres ha-melech. K'moshimuvu m'svar ma-gadoshim. This is an element, this is a theme, which Yesh Kodesh speaks about quite often. We makayim the mitzvahs not because of the rationale behind it, but because we're in Eved Hashem. Masha'en ken ha-gzeres d'rabbanan. But when it comes to the gezeros of the Rabbanim, Shehei Mishmeres and Mishmeres, they are simply siyogim to protect the Torah itself. L'chora raka sheyodeya ishas tamo shagezera tiye asiyas mitzvah. Therefore, by the Chachamim's gezeros, we have to understand the rationale in order to mekayim this mitzvah. V'lo kasheinu, not when we don't understand. Kivan shall be pashad hi be'atzma eina mitzvah. The rakidei, in order to be shown me the mitzvah d'oraisa, kibushen yodei tama there, but not when it comes to the rabbanans. Aval ze'eina, was not true. Ki Hashem lame Torah liyam Yisrael. V'lo melame levad rakam notin lehem Torah. Not only did he teach us B'nai Yisrael, he gave us the Torah. Shenosan ha-Torah liYisrael. It is so much our Torah, we can create mitzvahs. Ki ha-mitzvahs da-araisa hein, evonon da-malka. The mitzvahs da-araisa are the limbs of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'kivan she-Yisrael ne-echazim be-gufa da-malka, since we are holding on to the limbs of the Melech, u-kudu she-brichu hu da-araisa Yisrael chad, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael are one. L'chein v'tzonam datam nishmasam k'shekoshim HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, when our ratzon, our adas, and our neshama are tied with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, yecholim gam heim lasos mitzvahs. We are so attached to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we are able to perform mitzvahs. We create mitzvahs. U'kamosha amra gemara, Atem afilo shogigim, atem afilo mezidim. Vigam, amitzvahs de rabbanim avarchad asher kedushan b'mitzvosav. Mitzvahs de rabbanim, we also say asher kedushan b'mitzvosav. Vigam omanu kamod, shemizeh roen shagam shemetchila kishaosan hachachamim za gezeros. When the chachamim create the gezeros, b'shvil hamitzvah d'araisahein, Mikol makom, nevertheless, acha shetzivu osanu heim ba'atzma nasas mitzvahs. They themselves become mitzvahs. Ki biyom sheni shagolias, av sha'ata anu b'kiyim b'kaviyya diyarcha, even though we know the calendar. Mikol makom on osam yom tov sheni. Be'ei manichim tefillin b'yom hazeh, we don't put on tefillin. Shul mitzvah d'oraisa. But nay, why? Since the Chachamim Rumatake and Yom Tov Sheni, Nasa Beatzmo Mitzvah. It became a mitzvah. Eish Kodesh is saying is that since B'nai Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu become one, the limbs of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the Torah, that since we, when we accept the Torah and we perform the mitzvah with our power and our ratzon, when the Chachamim create a gezera, it itself becomes like a doraisa. It becomes part of the Torah. Very similar to the concept of the Rambam's machlokus with the Ramban. V'efshe zehu gam kein nirmas begemar neskeres le'el. Rabbi Yishmael was trying to say he wants a megalat a tama gezera. She'osa gevinas ha'akam. Kiim below yodu, because if the nation doesn't know the tama gezera ain mekayim is a mitzvah mishlemus. That's what he's saying. Don't we have to understand the rationale? For amalo Rabbi Yeshua may apostle kitovim do dechem yoyin. Arevim alay devesofrim. The words of the Chazal is so beautiful to me. Yosem yena shatora. Hadivrei sofrim lo mipnei hashmir ledivrei haTorah levad. It's not because what the Chachamim say is a geder. It's a siyag to the words of the Torah. But more than that, hey mitzvahs rak me'atzmam v'nasa mitzvahs atcha reivim yotzim yenish haTorah. It becomes even more beautiful than the words of Torah. V'chein hu b'chol ish Yisrael l'fi archo matzevo ba'avoda. You hear, if you understand where I'm going with this. V'chaye sha'a, that every individual, the finite individual who lives on this world for a short period of time, we begin the reading of the Parsha of how you can be Mekadesh, who can be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. When you look at individual, the finite individual, the greatness that can come from him. Midato Ritzonu Nefasho Nasa Mitzvahs. Through him, through her, through Klal Yisrael, through small members, Midato Ritzonu Nefasho Nasa Mitzvahs. Their Das, their ratzon, it creates a mitzvah. Uveshem Adoni Avinu Zakeni Harav Hakadosh Memednes Eisa Shegam Kavana Sheoselo Isha Yisrael, the kavana that every Jew has liatzma lechaven, kavanas tovos, saying they have the greatest, the beautiful kavana. Shemisha in Yodei lechaven kavanas ari, even if it doesn't understand. He doesn't know all the kavanas of the Arizal. Kishim makave melibo v'nafshu l'Hashem kivitato. But if he's makavin according to his own das, whatever that is, uritzono, kavanas tovos, saying they're beautiful, they're fantastic. V'akol toli kifi hispatlus l'Hashem. As long as you mavatel yourself to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lochein kishechas v'chalila nasa eis tzora v'Yaakov. We know that when tzoras hit us and we're not able to be mekayim the mitzvahs, again, remember the Ishkodesh is living in the ghetto. Shemitzvahs ain't mechavim lasoskim, you weren't able to do it. Nevertheless, our das to do it, it says, if we completed to do it. Because we're part and parcel. V'hinei gam b'chol mitzvahs omer mashe k'dishan b'mitzvot sov. Avo b'sfiras ha'omer mekachem es atzmeinu b'protes b'zayin amidos. Then he goes on to explain the design, each one that we work on during the week. But the idea, the Eish Kodesh is saying, is that our kavanas, our desires, our spavlis la'Hashem, gives great meaning to every mitzvah rabbanon. It's as if it becomes a daraisa. It's like an extension of the Torah. It's part and parcel of the Torah. Because of the ichud between Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And perhaps the second shot, which I wanted to say, when you're talking about the Chayisha, why we begin is to show, when you were about to observe all of these Yom Tovim, and the Yom Tovim themselves are Zeich Letzis Mitzrayim, it is a reminder to us of our purpose and goal in this world, of to be Mekadei Shem Shemayim. We begin by talking about the Chaye Shah. The Chaye Shah is a person who's finite, can be part of the infinite, be part of the creation, be part of the Klechemda, be part of the Torah, and to add to the Torah, the Kedusha of the Torah, the Mitzvah of the Torah. Finally, perhaps one other possibility, a beautiful idea, from the Avoda Savoda, Tosha Rebbe. He asks a very simple question. We all know of this Gemara and Avoda Zara. He wants to understand, why was it? When Klal Yisrael, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu goes around to all the Umos HaOlam, to would you want the Torah, do you want it? Everyone gives their different answers. There is an idea that the Mefarshim explain, why was it that when it came to the Umas HaOlam returned to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what do you want from us? You were kofar hargigigis over Bnei Yisrael. And therefore they accepted the Torah. They were forced to accept the Torah. What about us? You didn't force us to do it. Is the Yisol Gadol L'Kaim Kula Torah V'Mitzvos. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah La'asid Lavo, maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah, U'menicho Becheiko, V'omer Kol Mi She'asik Ba Yaveh V'Yitzos, for anyone who was part, it was Mekayim in the Torah, come for Yitzchak. Miyad Miskabtzin U'bon of the Yekochavim. The Ovid Kochavim come and they say, V'yomru L'fanav, Rebbeinu Shalom. Kulum Kofiso Aleinu Harki Gigis, did you force us to take it? But you gave it to Bnei Yisrael, you forced them. Amr lefanu ribonu shalom tina lanu meirosh v'nazav. Give us a chance, we'll do it. Amr lem kodesh baruch ha mitzvah kala yesh li v'sukkah shema. I'm going to give you a small mitzvah, an easy mitzvah, sukkah. L'chuva asu asa. Miyad kol echa v'echa nota v'holech v'osam sukkah b'ra. So each one, oh fine. What's so hard? You built a sukkah. It's a nice holiday. You sit outside. You have some lunch. Kadosh Baruch Hu matir aleihem chama, but kuvas tamas. Makes it a hot July day. V'chol echa ve'echa mebay besukasa v'yos, and each one kicks it, they leave the sukkah. V'amar rava mitztayer potim in a sukkah. What's the problem? A mitztayer. If you're a mitztayer, if you can't, you know, it's something that's so difficult for you to handle, you potter. Nihi de potter ben buta mi bati, said he answered, yeah. But you didn't have to kick it on the way out. Ukvar diktaku ha mefarshim et divri chazal halalu lama yivcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nesosim daik. Why dafka we give in this mitzvah? Asher mitztayer potter mimena. Hanisayan yin, the Nisayan was Yibato be Yitzyasan or Yetzim of Blue Boat. What was the Nisayan? Will you just leave? Or are you going to kick it? Hallo Yoser Nachon and Nisosim Beachas Mishah Mitzvah. Why not give him another mitzvah? Asher Av HaMitzvah Chayv Lekayim. Even the Mitzvah you have to be Mekayim. Oz Yiyanika Lehechem Yikayimu HaMitzvah Be'esha Kosha Lehem. Oh, you blew. What? Give him another mitzvah? And then we'll see, are you able to handle a mitzvah even when it's difficult? Not when you be potter. Otzorch beer, ma bechata be'uta mebati, why? So what, they kicked it. Halo be emes, hey mitzvah patur me mitzvah sukkah. Ve'imishim demarim b'zesha osin ha-mitzvah be'kfiyu ba'karcham, ha-rezos te'yet ha-nosam. If they're doing it because they're being forced, that's their taina. So give me a mitzvah, you have to force me to do it. That's exactly my taina. That was their taina to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Eloh ha'inyin zeyivuah. Al-pi masha omru chazal shekasheh bezen kofen is bar Yisrael, the tenget li'ishto. When the bezdin forces an individual to give a get to his wife, Ad Shiyoma Rotza Ani, until he says, I want to give it, I get kosher. And the curse of Haramam Tamadava, Diyesh Chazaka Shekol Echon Mi Yisrael, Vadai Rotza Lekayim Mitzvah Hashem. Every Jew wants to be Mekayim and Mitzvah Hashem. He may not even realize it, but he wants to be Mekayim Mitzvah Hashem. Elisha Yitzro Tachful, some as Yitzahara grabs a hold of him. The Kivan Shahuka, the Ad Shekshash Koach Yitzro, the Amar Rotzen. So you hit him and hit him until Yitzahara escapes and he gives into it. Zehu Inin Shekofra Kadosh Baruch Zahar Kegigas of Bnei Yisrael. Below all Umus. And that's why we Kofra Lein Har Kegigas, but not the Umus Olam. Ki ra'ah Kadosh Baruch Hu shebnei Yisrael b'tnimnes libavam. He saw the Klal Yisrael in their hearts. Rotzim umshtukikim lekabel haTorah ulekayim mitzvos Hashem. They really desire they wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah Hashem. Mitzad haneshama shehi chelik eloho mimal asher b'kerbam. The nishmas alukus that's found inside the Jew. Ela shehayetzer v'chomer haguf me'akev ba'adam. Sometimes the yetahara stops him. Ulaze yolakfiya, and that's why the forcing helps. Ki ayidei hakfiya yichna kitzatz koach hayetzer v'chomer haguf. But that's not true, the Umas HaOlam. They don't have this natural desire to be an Eved Hashem and to be forced into doing the mitzvahs. Using this idea, it's a beautiful idea in of itself, to understand why Dafka, the mitzvah of Sukkah, was used. The mitzvah of Sukkah was used, it wasn't that the kicking represents much more. It's true that if a mitzta'er is potter, but what do you want inside? What is your really a deeper feeling? And this expressed, this showed the fact that their natural inclination was not to be a Oved Hashem, whereas the natural inclination of the Jew is to be it. Aval ha'umos lo yavinu et zos, v'yitana v'yomru klum kofis olenu ahar kegigas, k'mo she'yizod, they keep on saying, but you didn't force us. V'lachen yinasas m'klash baruch ha'dayka b'mitzvah zu. Asher gam bar Yisrael ha'mitztar potem l'kaim, it's true. A bar Yisrael is a mitztar, is potter. Shebezeh yivachul l'rosa hevdo shebeneihim l'bein b'nei Yisrael. Ki bar Yisrael mitztar ma'ol kasher tzorach l'tzeis mesukaso. A mitztari, he feels bad, I'm not be able to mekayim the mitzvah. Be'eis hakor v'kishamim, when it's cold and when it's raining. Ki hu mishtokek ma'ol d'kayim mitzvah Hashem. U mitztar ma'ol b'bitula, he's sad that it's mevatel. But they leave and they go in and kas. And perhaps this is the third idea of we're dealing with the Chaye Shah. Why we start with this? Because it's the same to the individual. This is who you are. The Chaye Shah is saying is you on this world, this is your nishmas alokus, your desire to run after the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to give him a carbon toda. Hamotzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim yosochem l'nekim. The zeicha l'yitzias Mitzrayim, if we're talking over here, is that this chayshar, this is your idea. Why did I take you out of Mitzrayim? Because you want to come closer and closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So perhaps we have three pshatim. The first idea, Rav Shimon Schwab is explaining that what does it mean of the Chaye Shah? The Chaye Shah is to understand the purpose. This is your purpose. This is your taklas in life. Gives meaning to yourself. The Yesh Kodesh says more to say that when a person who's finite, look what you could be part of. A finite individual adds to the Torah, adds to the Klei Chemda. And the Avodas Avoda explains that perhaps the Chaye Shah, using his idea, the Chaye Shah is explained as that this is the natural inclination of the Jew. Chaye Shah is like, this is who you are. Your natural inclination, your nefesh alokutz, is to run to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Salavechik would say this quite often. It's the desire of the Jew to run to sit under the Kisei HaKavod. Good Shabbos.